qué.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, today I will be talking about Jesus in Quran, peace be upon him. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described our beloved Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in the Quran. So many verses, in so many chapters, that Allah described Prophet Jesus in the Quran. And I choose this topic today because it will be related to our seminar tomorrow from Dhuhr time at 1 p.m. until Maghrib time, long day seminar about Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in the Quran. And also because this is the time of Christmas and everybody is talking about Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and we have to talk about him also from our way, the Islamic way, to teach ourselves and to teach our children, the future leaders, about our beloved Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Just to take an idea, how the Quran described Prophet Jesus. When we look at the Quran, it's the permanent words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means Allah did not create the Quran, because the Quran is the permanent words of Allah. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, it was written before that. Before he created Adam, before he created the heavens and the earth, even some occasions happened in the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, what happened in the Battle of Badr, or the Battle of Uhud, or the Battle of Tabuk, the chapter of repentance, talking about hypocrites. It was in the time of Tabuk. And exactly what happened in that time came in the Quran, means it was written before that. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran about anything, we have to believe in it, because it's true 100%. It came from Allah Azza wa Jalla. When he talked about Prophet Isa alayhi salam in the Quran, means everything that Allah talked about Prophet Isa is true 100%. And we do believe that. We do believe that Isa alayhi salam is the servant of God, the servant of Allah, the messenger of Allah, the prophet of Allah, not the son of Allah, not the Allah by himself. This is how other people believe in Jesus, peace be upon him. But we do believe that he is the messenger and the prophet and the servant of Allah. Just to take a look, how many verses that Allah mentioned Isa alayhi salam in the Quran? 25 times. And while he mentioned Muhammad, peace be upon him, only 4 times in the Quran. Means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Isa alayhi salam in the Quran even more than Muhammad, peace be upon him. Why? Because Prophet Isa, he has a unique way of birth and a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody will say, why Allah choose Prophet Jesus from mother, not from father? And this is belongs to Allah, it's not our business. But I will answer your question, because Allah would like to prove that he is only Almighty Allah. He can do whatever he wants. He created some creation from no father and mother, which is our forefather Adam, peace be upon him. And he created some people from no mother and from father, which is our mother Hawa, Eve. And he created some people with no father and from mother, which is our beloved Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And he created the rest of the human beings from father and mother together, which is the rest of the sons of Adam, the children of Adam. And to prove that he can do whatever he wants, Almighty Allah.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about all the messengers and the prophets of Allah azza wa jal, all of them, 100%, they claim that they are Muslims by the name of Islam, by the name of Salima. The root of Salima, Islam, means when we look at our Prophet Ibrahim, peace be upon him, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his son Ishma'il, to make them as a Muslims. رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Oh, our Lord, make us as a Muslims and from our offsprings, Muslim nation. And the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, he asked his people to believe in him. When they go astray, what did he say to them? And he says, فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. If you choose to go astray, I will not ask you about the reward. Only my reward upon Allah, Almighty Allah. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I was commanded to be among the Muslims. You pay attention for the word of Muslims and Islam, because Allah mentioned in the Quran that the only true religion in His sight is Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَمَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهِ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whosoever choose any other religion different than Islam will not be accepted in the sight of Allah, and he or she will be among the losers in the day of judgment. What that means, just I try to encourage myself and my brothers and sisters, don't be shy. Don't be shy that you are Muslims. This is the chosen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He chose the religion that you are following today. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Why we have to feel shy that we are practicing the religion that Allah chose for us? We should not feel shy because we didn't do anything wrong against anyone. We just submit ourselves toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We agree to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked for from us. And when we look also about Moses, peace be upon him, when his followers were complaining to him, what did he say to them? وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. All my people, if you do believe in Allah, reality, you have to put your trust in Him if you are really Muslims. And also, Prophet Sulaiman, peace be upon him, when he sent a letter to the Queen of Saba, what did he say to her? قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانِ. It's from Sulaiman. وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. By the name of Allah. And what? أَنَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. Do not raise yourself upon me, and you have to come back to me as a Muslim, to submit yourself to Allah's will. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. فلما أحس عيسى منهم الكفر قال من أنصاري إلى الله. He asked, who is my helper to help me out to convey the message of Allah? قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. الحواريون, you know, the helpers of عيسى عليه السلام. What did they say? قالوا نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا سبحان الله مسلمون. We believe in Allah, and you have to, you will witness, you will testify that we are Muslims. And this is for everybody today. Don't feel lonely. Don't feel shy. But you have to feel proud of yourself and your religion. I choose this introduction for our topic today. We are not strange in religion. This is the religion that Allah chose for all the previous messengers and the prophets of Him. All of them, they claim that they are Muslims. And we do. We claim that we are Muslims. And the religion that Allah sent to mankind was Islam. And this is the same religion that we have today. But we have a hadith came in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, which is the strongest way of narration for the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-anbiya'u ikhwatun li'allat. What that means? Al-anbiya'u ikhwatun li'allat. All the messengers and the prophets of Allah are brothers from the one father and has different mothers. This is al-alla in Arabic language. إذا شرب عن علل يعني إذا شرب when he drinks and he is not thirsty. You know, just يشرب من باب التمتع to enjoy the drinking. But إذا نهل وهو الشرب عن عطش ينهل يعني يشرب الماء عن عطش. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أن الأنبياء إخوة لعلات بفتح العين وتشديد اللام. علات means that all the prophets and the messengers have the same religion, but they have different way to convey the message of Allah to their own people in their time. And this is the idea. They have one father, means they have one religion. All the prophets, they said to their people, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Do not worship anyone except Allah, Almighty Allah. This was the statement for all the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one of them told his people to worship him. Never, ever. Means they have the same father, like Al-Durra. Al-Durra, wa hiya al-zawja al-thaniya, aw al-thalitha, aw al-rabi'a. Ismaha Durra, aw Alla. Fal-abna yashtarikuna fi abin wahid, lakin ummahatuhum shatta. Fahada, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, that all the prophets, they related to the same father, which is the same religion that they were sent with, the religion of Islam. But they have different mothers, means they have different way to explain the religion of Islam to their own people. And we might apply the same rules from previous messengers if this worked with our own religion. شرع من قبلنا شرع لنا ما لم يخالف شرعنا. هذه قاعدة فقهية. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يبين أن كل الأنبياء جاءوا برسالة واحدة من رب واحد بدين واحد يسمى دين الإسلام. لكن توصيل الرسالة كانت مختلفة على حسب مقتضيات الوقت الذي هم فيه والناس الذين يعيشون معه. على سبيل المثال، في ديننا لا يجوز للرجل أن يتزوج أخت زوجته أو خالتها أو عمتها. في شرع من قبلنا يجوز أن يتزوج أختان أو الزوجة أو عمتها أو خالتها، كان يجوز. في شرع من قبلنا حرمت عليهم الغنائم، لكن أحلت في شرعنا. في شرع من قبلنا إذا أصيب الثوب بنجاسة فلا يطهره غاسل، إنما ينبغي أن يقطع. في شرعنا الحنيف يكفيه قليل من الماء يطهره. فهذه الطريقة التي تفرق شرعنا الحنيف الذي نحن نتعبد إلى الله به عن شرع من قبلنا، لكن في النهاية الكل يدين بدين واحد يسمى دين الإسلام. All the messengers and the prophet, they came with the same message from the same source, from the same God, with the same mission for everybody to worship Allah, Almighty Allah, without any association with Him, without any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we come to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon Him, He has a unique way of birth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Him. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَنَا أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ. I have more right than anybody else about Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon them. In Ula and Al-Akhirah has two meanings. In the beginning of this temporary life and Al-Akhirah, which is hereafter. And the other meaning, in the beginning, because he was giving glad tidings about our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said to his people, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. I gave glad tidings about the messenger will come after me. His name is Ahmad, which is me, Muhammad, peace be upon him. And Al-Akhirah means because he will return back. Prophet Jesus will return back in the end of the world, and he will kill pigs, and he will break the cross, and he will enroll the land by the teachings of Quran. He will judge between people by the Quran. Means he is the big supporter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his religion. This is why Prophet Muhammad mentioned, أنا أولى الناس بعيسى بن مريم في الأولى والآخرة. Means في الأولى, that he gave glad tidings to his people before my time. And Al-Akhirah means when Allah will send him back in the end of the world, and he will judge between people by the way of Quran. Means he is the big supporter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the idea. All of us, we should not feel shy, because we have to be proud of our religion that Allah chose for us. And Allah gave the Prophet Jesus some miracles he did not give to others or to other prophets and the messengers. For example, you know, he spoke in the childhood. No other messenger spoke in his childhood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him authority to bring people from death to the life again, yuhyi al-mawta. And he cured illnesses from people. And this is some miracles Allah gave him to prove his prophethood, like he gave other messengers, you know, some proof to prove their prophethood to their people. For our prophet, beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, Allah gave him the Quran, the last final revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah promised, no one is able to change a single word or a letter, even a single vowel of the Quran. And this is the main miracle that Allah gave to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. And this is the idea. For every single messenger, Allah gave them some miracles to prove their message, and they came from Allah, and they authorized to talk about Allah and to guide people to worship Allah, Almighty Allah alone. And this is the idea. But about Prophet Jesus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him more space in the Quran, because he knows what will happen. Like I start my khutbah today, the Quran is the permanent words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means everything was written in the Quran before he created our forefather Adam. And what will happen after that? It was mentioned in the Quran. Even the dispute between our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his wives. It was written in the Quran, in Surah Al-Tahrim. Also, for the what happened in the time of Badr, Ghazwat Badr, the Battle of Badr, it was written in the Quran. What happened in Ghazwat Uhud? What happened in Ghazwat Tabuk? What happened in the time of Al-Hudaybiyah, in Surah Al-Fatih? Subhanallah, it will give us a clear idea that we have in our hands. It's not a fake revelation. This is the true revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to our beloved, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to believe in it. We have to trust it. We have to follow it to be in the safe side in this world and to be in the safe side in hereafter. Our message for myself and my brothers and sisters today, to feel comfortable about the religion that Allah have been choosing for us, that Allah choose for all of us to follow and to feel comfortable. Do not change your mind if you find that Muslims are not strong enough today, and it will be a purpose for somebody to change their religion. They will be losers, because this is, you know, make a lot of sense. You know, that Allah sent all the prophets and the messengers one by one until the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make a lot of sense. Why we claim, or some people claim, that Muhammad is not the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why some people did not believe in Muhammad, peace be upon him? Why some people did not believe in Jesus, peace be upon him? And this is, it's not make sense. But to make a lot of sense for anyone who has mind, for anyone really has some wisdom, it makes sense for all the messengers and the prophets. They have the same method, and they have the same way to tell people about their Lord, about Allah, Almighty Allah. And when we talk about Isa alayhi salam, we will have more details tomorrow, inshallah. And this is the announcement for everybody to prepare yourself for adult and youth, for men and women. Please come to the seminar tomorrow. It will have more details. It will have more answers about the questions some of us have in our mind, and we do not find a way to answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered all the questions in the mind of people about Prophet Isa alayhi salam, about Prophet Jesus and his blessing mom Mary, peace be upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to understand our mission in this life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to stay firm in our religion, and help all of us out to practice the real religion that He chose for mankind, which is the religion of Islam. Allahumma ahyina ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-islam bi rahmatika ya rahimu ya rahman. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد، أيها الأحبة في الله، تحدثت إليكم في الخطبة الأولى حول عيسى عليه السلام في القرآن، كيف وصف الله عيسى عليه السلام في القرآن. آيات كثيرة في مواطن شتى من القرآن تكلم الله عن عيسى عليه السلام، وكيف كان مجيئه إلى الدنيا، وكيف اختاره الله عز وجل ليكون مولودا من أم من غير أب. وهذه قدرة الله الفائقة يدلل على قدرته جل وعلا، أنه يستطيع أن يخلق ما يشاء، وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة من أمرهم. هذه قدرة الله عز وجل يبرهن باختياره لمخلوقاته على قدرته الباهرة سبحانه وتعالى. فخلق آدم من غير أب وأم، وخلق حواء من غير أم، وخلق عيسى من غير أب، وخلق البشر جميعا من أب وأم، ليدللوا على قدرته الباهرة سبحانه وتعالى. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر حديثا في غاية الجمال وفي غاية الروعة، والحديث في صحيح البخاري ومسلم. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: الأنبياء إخوة لعلات، دينهم واحد وأمهاتهم شتى. أنا أولى بعيسى ابن مريم في الأولى والآخرة، ليس بيني وبينه نبي. هذا حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما معنى هذا الكلام؟ أول الحديث: الأنبياء إخوة لعلات، وكلمة علة في اللغة العربية بفتح العين وتشديد اللام يعني الشرب على علل، يعني الشرب من غير عطش، يشرب ليتنعم بالشرب. وهذا حال أهل الجنة جميعا، لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرة. نسأل الله أن يجعلنا من أهل الجنة، اللهم أمين. لا يجوعون، لا يعطشون، لا يتغوطون، سبحان الله. هذا حال أهل الجنة، إذا ما تنعموا، إذا ما أكلوا إنما يأكلون للتلذذ والتنعم فقط، لكن ليس للجوع وليس للعطش. فكلمة علة في اللغة العربية لمن شرب الماء من غير عطش، لكن إذا شرب وهو عطشان يشرب بنهل، ينهل، وهو الشرب عن عطش. أن تنهل الماء يعني تشرب في وقت العطش الشديد، لكن أن تشرب الماء بعلل يعني تشرب الماء وأنت غير عطشان، تتمتع بشرب الماء. فيقصد بها الضرة أو الزوجة الثانية. الأنبياء إخوة لعلات، يعني هم إخوة من الأب، أبوهم واحد، ويقصد به دينهم واحد وهو دين الإسلام. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام، ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين. وأمهاتهم شتى، أمهاتهم لا يقصد به أمهاتهم في النسب، إنما يقصد به الطرق والسبل التي وصلوا بها رسالة الله إلى الناس. اختاروا الطريق الذي يوائم القوم الذي يعيشون معهم، ثم يوصلون دين الله إليهم بالطريقة السائغة التي اختارها الله لهم في وقتهم. ثم قال: أنا أولى بعيسى ابن مريم في الأولى والآخرة، أنا أكثر الناس حبا لعيسى عليه السلام، فهو أخي، وهو الذي بشر بي في القرآن، وهو الذي يأتي في آخر الزمان يحكم الناس بشريعتي. وهذا معنى في الأولى والآخرة، العلماء فسروها على معنيين. المعنى الأولى في الأول، المعنى الأول في الأولى يعني في الدنيا، والآخرة يعني في الآخرة يوم القيامة. أما التفسير الثاني في الأولى، أنه بشر بعيسى، أن عيسى عليه السلام بشر بمحمد عليه الصلاة والسلام في الإنجيل، ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد. والآخرة معناها أنه سيأتي في آخر الزمان ثم يقتل الخنزير ويكسر الصليب ويحكم بشريعة القرآن. فهذا معنى في الآخرة، يعني في آخر الزمان سيأتي عيسى. عيسى عليه السلام لم يمت، بل رفعه الله إليه، وما قتلوه وما صلبوه، ولكن شبه لهم. فهذا اعتقادنا في عيسى عليه السلام. فإن اليهود وصفوه بأنه ابن زنا عياذا بالله، وإن النصارى وصفوه بأنه ابن الله، تعالى الله عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. أما نحن المسلمون فنصف عيسى عليه السلام بأنه كلمة الله ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه، وهو نبي الله، وهو عبد الله، كما أخبر عن نفسه، قال: إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. هذا قول عيسى عليه السلام في نفسه، فهو بشر بمحمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، ثم يأتي في آخر الزمان يحكم بشريعة الإسلام ويرتضي أن يكون تابعاً لمحمد عليه الصلاة والسلام، ويكسر الصليب، معناه أنه يبطل كل المعتقدات التي يدين بها الناس زوراً وبهتاناً لله رب العالمين. كيف يدينون وينسبون أن لله ولداً؟ تعالى الله عما يقولون علواً كبيراً. كيف يطعنون في عيسى عليه السلام ويقول أن أمه حملت به من سفاح ومن زنا؟ قالوا يا مريم أنى لك هذا، كيف يكون عندك ولد وأنت لم تتزوجين بعد؟ فهذا اعتقادنا نحن المسلمين في عيسى عليه السلام. ثم نكمل الكلام عن تفاصيل قصة سيدنا عيسى في القرآن في الغد إن شاء الله، يوم السبت غدا في تمام الساعة الواحدة بعد صلاة الظهر. وهذه دعوة للجميع، أرجو من إخواننا وأخواتنا أن يحضروا وأن يحضروا أولادهم، فهذه في غاية الأهمية لأولادنا أن يتعلموا عن عيسى عليه السلام، كيف وصفه الله في القرآن، وكيف ذكر الله عز وجل عيسى وأمه عليهما السلام في القرآن. فهذا ما ندين به لله رب العالمين، أن عيسى عليه السلام هو كلمة الله ألقاها إلى مريم والروح منه، وهو عبد الله، وهو رسول الله، وهو نبي الله، ليس ابن الله وليس هو الله. تعالى الله عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. الله أسأل أن يبصرنا بعيوبنا وأن يجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسن. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وغائبنا وشاهدنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا، واغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا، واغفر لإخواننا وأخواتنا، واغفر لنسائنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا، واغفر لمن له حق علينا، اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإيمان، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإسلام، برحمتك يا رحيم يا رحمن. وآخر الأعوان أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. استووا، تراصوا، اعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا آمين. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه، ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا، وإن إنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم، قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب، يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين، إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب، يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين، إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. تلك أمة قد خلت، لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم، ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الصلوات الطيبات.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a very quick announcement, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one, tomorrow inshallah we will have a seminar about Prophet Isa alayhi salam in the Quran. It will start from 1 p.m. after Dhuhr until Maghrib time. But we will have two sessions, inshallah. The first one from Dhuhr till Asr. This is about the seminar. And from Asr till Maghrib, it will be the food session and the question and the answer, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in the Quran. And the second announcement, and this is really encouragement for everybody who lives in the town here. It's good opportunity to study about Prophet Isa alayhi salam for all men and women, adults and children especially. Really, we're targeting that our children to study about Jesus, peace be upon him, in the Quran, and to have a strong belief in the Quran and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us in the Quran. This is the first announcement. The second one, about the weekly basis, which is every Saturday, we have Harakat Tajweed and the meaning of the Quran, the interpretation of the verses of the Quran, and we have a gathering after that. You know, we have the list, inshallah, until, I think, until March, assigned names who prepare the breakfast for people after Quran, Tajweed, inshallah. Every Saturday, just mark your calendar. And for every Saturday, you are welcome to come with your family, with your children, with your wife, with your neighbor, inshallah. The masjid is huge, very big. Just come to learn about the Quran and to have, you know, a good time to socialize with your friends, inshallah, every Saturday after Fajr prayer. And this is for the weekly basis, inshallah. Also, you know, I'm very shy to say it, but inshallah, as a reminder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You know, in the account of the masjid, you know, the expenses more than the income. And just, this is what I have, the expenses of the masjid, monthly basis, it's more than the income that, you know, you paid into the masjid. Just remind yourself, and you married your brother, just to donate whatever you are able, just $5, $10, $20, just make it, you know, your ada. Every Friday when you come to the masjid, just say this is for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially in the winter time, you cannot imagine how much the expenses in the monthly basis in the winter time. You know, it's not less than 13,000 by anyway. 13,000, some people will say it's a big amount, you know, for the masjid. This is the normal. It might be 12,000, 13,000, go up or down a little bit, but around this amount, inshallah. Don't forget, just to make the donation for your masjid, the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khayran. تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال لله سبحانه وتعالى reward all of you يعني ارجعوا إلى أعمالكم وإلى تجاراتكم إن شاء الله غانمين سالمين اللهم أمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Before we leave, just a reminder, we have sister Sudan, she passed away yesterday, and we have brother Mirsad, sister Abbasian brother, also she passed away last week. And just we're going to make dua for both of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit both of them in the highest level in paradise. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.